You're listening to Morning Edition here on your public radio, WYPR. Many of the candidates running to be Baltimore's next mayor are taking aim at the MTA, the state agency that runs the buses in the city. WYPR's John Lee reports that the MTA is coming under fire for providing poor service and using outdated technology.
Welcome aboard MTA.
Marcy Roberts hears that message from a bus as she's about to board at Northern Parkway in York Road. She's in the middle of her daily 90-minute two-bus commute from Windsor Mill to her job in Towson. The bus that got her here is the 44. It wasn't so welcoming.
Bus 44 is the worst bus I've ever gotten.
Roberts says the bus is often late and doesn't run at convenient times. Floyd Cox says it takes him about 45 minutes to get from his home near the Alameda and Woodburn Avenue to his job downtown, and that's on a good day. Cox says he's often late for work, and he blames the people running the show at the MTA.
Get better supervisor, you know, better management.
And here is why a late bus can be more than just an inconvenience. A Baltimore Metropolitan Council study found that more than 12% of the households in the Baltimore region have no car. Attorney Elizabeth Embry, who's running for mayor, says it's more like 30% in the city. And in some of the city's poorest neighborhoods, Embry says the percentage of carless homes is nearly 80%. Those residents rely on the bus for everything, from getting to work to getting to the doctor. And Embry says they have no way of knowing when the bus is coming.
And that's an embarrassment in an age when we have the kind of technology that allows Uber to function and our smartphones do a better job than the MTA.
I think that is a fair criticism.
Kevin Quinn is the director of planning and capital programming for the MTA. He says the agency has $35 million in the budget to equip the buses with GPS technology by July of next year. That way you can know exactly when your bus is expected to arrive. MTA has a real-time program now. It's just not very real. Quinn says it relies on radio rather than cellular technology, and sometimes it just gives you the schedule time, not reality.
We recognize that we need to make this all real time. Just spitting back when the bus is scheduled to arrive doesn't do you any good.
Quinn says while the MTA is not in the app business, it is working with developers to create a bus app. Quinn says the MTA a couple of weeks ago dumped its data on those app developers so they can get to work. City Councilman Nick Bosby, who also is running for mayor, says one reason the MTA is behind the times is that it's the poor who rely on it.
And unfortunately, they haven't had the necessary advocacy. There hasn't been necessarily the will over the past couple of decades to benefit and develop a quality mass transit system.
Mosby says the city needs to be more involved with the MTA. Embry agrees. She says no mayor in her lifetime has used a bully pulpit to hold the MTA accountable. Embry also supports legislation in the General Assembly that would create an MTA oversight board.
And whether it's a board that includes city representation or another form, I want to have formal involvement in the MTA.
But Quinn says that's not necessary. For one thing, the MTA is not just about Baltimore. It's a statewide agency. And Quinn says the MTA meets almost weekly with the city. They are working together to revamp the bus system to be called Baltimore Link that is scheduled to be rolled out next year. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.